And we're glad that you've joined us on the show today. We have a great show coming up for you, so we hope you can stay right here. A lot of great information. We're going to be talking about your money. And so I'm sure I have your attention now. We have good news for you because there's a lot of great options in investing your money wisely. I have a new friend joining us on the show today. Patrick Smith has been in the financial services industry for around 40 years, and so that tells me the man knows what he's talking about and is an expert in his field. For the last 27 of those years, he served here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as president and senior advisor for his independent advisory firm, Baring Financial. And Patrick, welcome to the show, my friend. I'd like to begin the program with a quick introduction. Let's begin with, you know, what you do in your practice and why you work the way you do, and then we'll talk a little bit about your background, your history as a financial advisor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron. The focus of my practice in helping people discover exactly what they need to know about their money that they weren't aware of before. I recently joined, after all these years, a think tank is probably a good way to put it, a group called Wealth and Wisdom. And they're a group of professionals that are deeply concerned about the direction we're heading in our country, about the burgeoning debt, about not having enough money to pay for all these benefits that the government wants to hand out. And and what that's doing is it's causing us to dedicate ourselves to educating people and helping them to prepare for the future that we're all facing, because it's the unknown.
Exactly.
We've never been there before.
Right.
Let me share why it's so important for consumers. The financial industry has become product-driven, simply selling returns. I've observed this, you know, for the last 30 plus years. Actually, you know, I've gotten caught up in it because that's the way the industry was going.
Mm-hmm.
But most financial professionals today still offer advice to clients using conventional thinking about money. And it's not effective with the dramatically changing demographics and, as I mentioned, our out-of-control government spending.
Mm.
For decades, they've taught consumers what to think about their money instead of teaching them wisdom of how to think about their money so that consumers can make better decisions.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I'm not talking about economics, things like supply and demand. What I'm talking about is advisors still using old financial strategies that simply don't produce successful results in the world we live in today. There are multiple factors affecting our money that need to be accounted for, and that's why I've taken the time to educate clients about their money.
Patrick Smith joining us on the show today, of course, with Baring Financial. I'll be giving you a phone number and a website here in just a bit that will be a very, very good benefit for you, and some great things there that we'll talk about in a moment. Patrick, tell us about your history and your experience as a financial advisor over the last 40 years. This is a life investment for you, and it's a part of who you are. And tell us also how that's influenced your financial philosophy in general, if you will.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. My career began in 1972 with an education by the most accurately thinking financial firm in the industry at the time,
mm-hmm.
Investors Diversified Services. They were the only true financial planning firm in the U.S. at that time. The first thing I learned from IDS was the four cornerstones to balanced financial planning. And of course, those four cornerstones are tested and tried and proven even to this day, although they have not been used much. The first one is the umbrella of protection over your income, because what people are going to accumulate is only going to come from their income.
Yeah.
And they have to have that protected in the early years. Number two, an emergency fund, a liquid fund, 3 to 6 months or longer, whatever you're comfortable with, of cash for emergencies.
Mm.
And what's really important about that is it really doesn't matter what the return is. It just needs to be liquid.
Yeah.
And then number three is a long-term guaranteed accumulation plan, tax-favored when possible, and the purpose being for the provision of long-term expenditures such as buying a house, buying cars, educating your children. And then the fourth cornerstone is a guaranteed retirement plan, which these don't really exist anymore. We're talking about the old defined benefit plan. Those aren't here, but there are ways to replace those,
mm-hmm.
versus, you know, the 401k. And if there was a fifth cornerstone or a fifth pillar, it would be using your money properly for opportunity costs, not investing with a buy and hold strategy.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important. These principles have always provided a solid foundation, but they're just not used today in dealing with people's finances.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they've been ignored, you know, by the average advisor over the years I've been in the business.
Wow.
In the 1980s, after I left IDS, I was recruited by E.F. Hutton. Everybody remembers the commercial when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. You know, you put the hand behind your ear.
Exactly.
And I love that. It was a lot of fun those 6 years, and I made a lot of money.
Hmm.
When I first joined Hutton, I was 31 years old, and I realized at my young age there was a lot I didn't know.
Hmm.
And so I recruited an older gentleman. He was 55, and he became a mentor, an advisor mentor for me. And one day, after we had worked with some of his wealthy clients doing some estate planning, he asked me a question. He said, Patrick, he said, do you know why people do business with you?
Hmm.
And I told him, well, I think because they trust me. They believe I'm knowledgeable. I know what I know about the business. He said, yeah, those are good answers. He says, but that's not the answer. Do you know? I said, no, obviously I don't.
Hmm.
But I hope you're fixing to tell me. And of course, obviously he did. And what he said to me turned a light on, and it's been the heart of my practice ever since. And this is what he said to me. He said, Patrick, he said, people do business with you because you help them ask the right questions for their situation.
Ask the right questions for their situation. Yeah.
And see, that's what's missing today.
Yeah.
We bring people in and we tell them all about investments and what they should do instead of finding out, what's the nagging question that's bothering them?
Mm-hmm.
It's the foundation that I started with in 1986 when I established Baring Financial. And ever since then, I've helped people all across Texas preserve and increase their wealth and keeping their money moving to pass on as a legacy to the next generation.
You know, Patrick, that really is what it's all about. And with baby boomers retiring left and right these days, you know, we are looking at retirement and those sort of topics to be very, very important during our conversation. Talking with our good friend Patrick Smith, Baring Financial, today here on the show. It's good to have you here. I want to give you the phone number and the website. This is the way to get in touch with Patrick and his team. It is Wealth Awareness, and we'll define that here in just a bit, but wealthawareness.com, and that's an easy address for you to remember when you log on to wealthawareness.com. I want to point you to the choices button that you'll see very, very well laid out on the website. When you click on the choices button, a nice, beautiful screen pops up that gives you an opportunity to submit your request online for a free 1 hour Money Works session. And we'll define that with Patrick here in a moment as well. You complete the request right there online. And this is a wonderful, and again, a free benefit for you just by logging on. The phone number is right there in front of you. The email address is there. You can click on the button. It'll get you there. So they've made it as easy as possible for you to get in touch and to get, you know, in touch with our friends at Baring Financial. WealthAwareness.com. WealthAwareness.com. And the number to call today is 817-571-2626. It's 817-571-2626. And again, that number is on the website when you log on to wealthawareness.com. Patrick Smith, you know, it's interesting as we talk money. What do you hope that our listeners today will gain from our conversation as you join us on the show today?
Well, Ron, I'll answer that question with a question for you and our audience. If something you thought to be true about your money was not true, when would you want to know about it? Obviously, that's a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Because we all know the answer. Well, I'd want to know right now. Tell me what? What is it I don't know? That's how most people feel. And today, especially, they have this nagging unawareness in their mind. What is it that I don't know about my money?
Mm.
And the reason is, over the last 12 years, we've seen the popular strategies in the financial world fail. People are troubled and confused about the economy, investments, taxes, and how all these things are going to personally affect their money. The good news for people is that if you increase the awareness you have about your money, how it works today, that will determine how much money that you're going to have in 10, 20, even 30 years from now.
Mm.
That's why I'm here. I teach people how money really works and how to apply that knowledge once they have it. In my practice, we have an educational process that I take my clients through so they can make more informed decisions for their future. We call this process wealth awareness. In the coming weeks on the program, we're going to touch on many of these wealth awareness topics. We will only be able to hit the high points of each subject during our time with you each week, but I strongly believe that what we have to share is so important, powerful, and needed by people today that as we have these discussions, the listeners will take notice and want to know more.
Well, you know, and wealth awareness is a key term, and I think it's very aptly sort of branded for you. And again, the website, in you know, wealthawareness.com, very easy to remember. As you log on to wealthawareness.com, you'll see the number that I'll give you as well. It's 817-571-2626. You can call that number or email. Click the email button there to request a free guidebook on the topic of your choice. And you can see the full list of subjects by clicking on the links there. It's very well laid out when you log on to wealthawareness.com. Again, the number to call, if you'd like to go ahead and make the phone call, 817-571-2626. Patrick Smith, our good friend from Baring Financial, joining us on the show today. You know, we talked off the air a moment ago about wealth awareness, and I was just telling you how great I think the name of that is, Patrick. What are some of those wealth awareness topics that we're going to be talking about in the coming weeks here on the show?
Well, the first thing that we'll discuss is what we call defining moments. The defining moments are essentially the revelations of truth about how money works that will create the shift in how we think about money and how much we end up with. And we'll discuss one or two of those defining moments here today in just a few minutes. Then building from those defining moments, we'll begin to apply those truths to these topics. Let's take a look at a few. The three types of money that people deal with every day are lifestyle money, accumulated money, and transferred money. While everyone is focused on lifestyle and accumulated money, the answer to increasing their wealth lays hidden in the transferred money.
Interesting.
Now, you're probably wondering, what's transferred money? That's the topic that we call money leaks.
Really?
Yes. Money leaks are major negative transfers in your wealth. People transfer away much of their wealth on an everyday basis unknowingly and many times unnecessarily. Learning to recognize and capture these major money leaks in your life will allow you to create more wealth without spending one more dime than you're already spending and without facing any additional market risks. Why conventional financial thinking fails to meet its goals today is a subject that we want to address. I touched on a few minutes ago, but we'll get into the more detail on the future segment. Next, retirement plans. Is your retirement plan designed for you, your future, or for the government's future? This is important information that listeners need to be aware of.
Absolutely.
Another topic is how to become your own bank. You might say, I've never heard such a thing. Why would I want to become my own bank? Keep listening and you'll understand why when you learn these defining moments. And generational banking, which is how to create a family legacy and why that's so important. That's only six wealth awareness topics, and there are many others. They're all very, very relevant, you know, to our listeners' lives. Now you can understand why I said we can only hit the high points with the little time we have on the program.
Yeah.
And this is why I encourage folks to schedule a personal money work session to get the information and gain the understanding they need to make more educated decisions with their money in today's marketplace.
And this is something, Patrick, they can do by calling the number and just setting up a time to meet with you. And, you know, I think it really is the perfect way to do that, because when we're talking about our finances, it really is a personal matter that you want to have the privacy of and a one-on-one conversation with someone. And we want to seek wise counsel. And we certainly have that with our friend Patrick Smith of Baring Financial today on the show. Again, the website, this is a wonderfully laid out website, very easy to use from a user friendly standpoint, if you will. Wealthawareness.com. Wealthawareness.com. You'll see several buttons there you can click on and spend some time on the website. You'll want to bookmark this website, by the way, and visit it very, very often. The choices button is what we'd like to have you click on first, because that's going to give you the contact information, the phone number, which is 817-571-2626. 817-571-2626. You have a direct button to click to send an email. And again, as Patrick mentioned, you can get your request submitted online for the free one-hour Money Work session. All that information is on the website for you at wealthawareness.com. Patrick Smith joining us. And Patrick, we had a wonderful conversation here some time back on the show, and it's always good to have you here because when we're talking about money and things of this nature, and especially where we are in 2013 now, there couldn't be a more important subject on the table to talk about. A moment ago, you talked about the defining moments and understanding how money works. Tell us a little bit more about those defining moments for a few minutes, Patrick.
Well, Ron, there are many defining moments we could talk about, but I want to touch on two of them right now. Probably the most important, obviously, is defining moment number one. Defining moment number one is your money will never be worth more than it is today.
That makes sense somehow.
Everyone needs a real understanding of this from the perspective, obviously, of inflation, because it impacts our lives every day. And we're all waiting to see what kind of inflation we're going to have and how it's going to affect us with regard to all this money the government's been printing.
Mm.
Example of how inflation can eat away at your buying power is really simple. $1,000 today with a 3% inflation factor built in will have the buying power of $412 in 30 years.
That's staggering.
And I remember as an advisor many times over the years, and I know this is true with my colleagues out there, we just, especially back in the 80s, we just didn't want to talk about inflation when we projected people's incomes and their retirement needs because it just scared everybody.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
The banks and the lending institutions, they understand this very well. They may even encourage you to make additional monthly payments on the money they lent you.
Mm.
For example, most people that have a mortgage are getting requests from their mortgage company to make two payments a month. Let us show you how to save money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't know about the rest of everybody, but it made me scratch my head because everybody's thought process is, wait a minute, I thought they wanted me to have this my money as long as possible so they could get as much interest as possible.
Mm-hmm.
No, they understand defining moment number one.
Mm.
Defining moment number one is your money will never be worth more than it is today. The banks know this. The fractional reserve banking system lets them loan it out 5.5 times. So they want to get you to give them more of today's money up front because they can make more money that way than they can interest over 30 years.
Interesting.
But you need to understand that you need to hang on to more of your money today because it's worth the most today.
Patrick, let's talk about sort of where the rubber meets the road here for our listeners that are joining us today. How would anyone listening to the show today, how would we prepare for something like that?
Well, the point is that the average American, their ability to hang on to today's money is tough. The money that has the most buying power is being sent to someone else in the form usually of debt payments and, of course, other major money leaks that mm-hmm. we referred to. Not only is the money being transferred away, but it's being transferred away to those who understand how to create situations and control the outcome to profit the most from our money.
Exactly.
And what we want to do is we want to show the consumers how they can profit the most from their money.
And as you said a moment ago, they always couch it and present it in a way to where it looks like it's going to benefit you. And now it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get on board. And so we have to be very careful.
Yeah, these are the very same institutions that feed us all the conventional thinking
yeah.
and traditional investment strategies that ultimately make them the benefactors of our transferred wealth, i.e. Mutual funds, and I already mentioned excess mortgage payments.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, most people's mutual funds are within their 401k plan, and that comes back to the question, whose plan is this? Is it your plan or is it the government's plan? And we'll talk about that more in the future.
That's asking the right question, by the way.
Yes, exactly. But what if I could show you how to get a 14% return on your money or increase on your money that you're currently saving without taking any risk?
I'm all ears, brother.
Let me explain. Let's say you make $75,000 a year and you're currently saving about $5,000 a year. Of your leftover income, $70,000, you're experiencing and don't know major money leaks. Well, if that money that's spent on lifestyle and money leaks could be recaptured, let's just say 1% of the $70,000. If we could just stop 1%, $700 on $70,000 of money leaks that you're transferring away, that $700 equals 14% increase in your $5,000 a year savings.
That's
without
amazing.
One bit of risk and without changing your lifestyle.
Wow.
Recapturing these negative transfers of your wealth, these major money leaks, is a huge benefit to people, and nobody's talking about it in our industry.
Well, you know, Patrick, it is interesting, and I love the template that you've set up in the wealth awareness process. And these are some of the things that you teach, you know, through the wealth awareness process when they meet with you, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. This is the learning process, and the first step in the process is the initial Money Works work session.
Mm-hmm.
There's no obligation. We want to educate people. Yes, we're like anybody else in the financial business. We're trying to garner new clients.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of education that takes place first.
Very good. And as I mentioned a moment ago, especially in these times and in these very crucial matters of our money, we're always wanting to seek wise counsel. And we love the fact that you, Patrick, are a believer, and you look to the Lord for everything, and including the wisdom that you share with your clients. And that's something that we appreciate right here. Patrick Smith, our friend from Baring Financial, with us today. I want to give you the phone number again if you've just joined us by chance and you're saying, I would love to find out more about what we're talking about. The number to call is 817-571-2626. That is 817-571-2626. You'll find that number on the website. That's also easy to remember. It is WealthAwareness.com, WealthAwareness.com. I'd like to have you click on the Choices button. You'll see several to click on, but Choices is the one you want to go to first. That way, you'll be able to submit your request online for the free one-hour Money Work session that we just talked about a moment ago. Once again, WealthAwareness.com, and you'll see all the contact info right there for you. Patrick, we talked about defining moment number one. Let's talk about defining moment number two while we have some time in our show.
Thank you, Ron. Well, defining moment number two is you may be in the lowest tax bracket you will ever be in.
Really?
The rest of your life.
Hmm.
Which way, Ron, which way do you think taxes are going to go the rest of your life?
I think the compass that they have only points north, Patrick.
That's right.
I believe.
They're going
it seems
up.
That way.
And I've interviewed hundreds of people with that question, and I have yet anyone to say, well, they're going to go down.
Yeah.
Let's look at the demographics. This is the reason that that's true, okay? Although nobody can guarantee, you know, exactly what the future is going to look like, we need to be considering the facts that we are involved in as far as money is today.
Mm-hmm.
The demographics, we have 85 to 100 million baby boomers, 10,000 a day going into retirement. And behind them, there's only approximately half that many, about 45 million people to take their place in the workforce.
Wow.
So there will be less workers supporting more retirees. And these retirees are living longer, and they're living on government-funded programs.
That's a very good point.
Added to this is the enormous growing national debt. We all know there's only one way for that to get paid for, and it's taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't recall that back in the 80s, the tax brackets were 50 to 70%.
Yeah.
Okay. And those tax brackets had tax deductions that brought them down to 10 to 28%. Well, those have all been removed except for our mortgage interest. And now we're wide open for tax increases.
Wow.
When you apply both these defining moments to your financial decisions, it leads to this question. Just considering today's retirement plans, 401k plans, if your money will never be worth more than it is today due to inflation, and this is the lowest tax bracket you'll ever be in due to demographics, why is traditional thinking telling you to take as much of your money that you can today and throw it as far into the future as possible where it will be have the least buying power and be taxed the most?
Interesting, yeah.
Is that the thought process that consumers ought to be pursuing? You see, Ron, this is the whole purpose behind Wealth Awareness Process. Very few advisors are helping people look at their money accurately and helping them ask these questions, and people are hurting and they need help.
And that's where you come in, and your heart as a servant in this regard, Patrick, is certainly what we appreciate in getting to know you here on the show. And, you know, our time always just passes so quickly. I mean, you know, we got to start talking about money. We could sit around for hours and discuss this. But, Patrick, we're going to have you back many times on the show. You're going to be kind of a staple and one that we look to, again, for wise counsel, because we certainly need the strategic advice that you offer in these times that we're in here. So, Patrick, thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for serving the body of Christ so well, and we always love having you on the show. Good to see you again.
Thanks, Ron.
Patrick Smith, Baring Financial, and a good brother that we would recommend that you give him a call if you have, you know, what you've heard today is something that has certainly interested you. Maybe you've been praying about a financial structure for your retirement years, or maybe you just want to have some wisdom about how you go about spending your money on even on a daily basis in the commerce that we lead from day to day. Give Patrick Smith a call and his team there at Baring Financial. I want to point you to the website. Again, it's an easy site to remember, one that you'll want to bookmark. Share this on your social platforms as well. You'll want to share this information with people that you love and care about. WealthAwareness.com. WealthAwareness.com. Click on the Choices button and you'll see all the contact information right there before you that you'll need, including the phone number, 817-571-2626. It's 817-571-2626. A handy button there to click to email a question or anything you'd like to send via email. And again, you'll see where you could submit your request right there online for your free one-hour Money Works session. And that session contains all the unique and pertinent information that we just touched on in our brief time on the show today. Always good to have Patrick Smith with us, and we look forward to having him back again very soon. Don't forget the website, wealthawareness.com, and the number to call today is 817-571-2626. Again, 817-571-2626.